This is Lippo, and you got it tuned to WKBR.
Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. The Jabbercast. Hey.
And I'm Lippo.
I'm Big JD.
What's going on, Big JD?
I got my tea poured in a nick of time. Kiwis full blast this morning.
Well, he just said hello, is all. He knew we were on the air. He's got to start chirping. Hadn't said a word in the last hour.
No. As soon as the show starts, what a ham.
Yeah, well, he's going to be a different kind of bird.
Dinner.
He's going to be dinner.
Next Thanksgiving.
Yep.
What a meal he'll make.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to sink my teeth into his breasts. No. No, seriously, how are you doing, Big JD?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
All right.
You seem to be getting back to your old self.
Yeah, slowly, but surely.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Trying to get all the 2008 projects wrapped up and finishing out of the way that I had to put on hold.
Well, 2008 projects, if you're still doing them in 2009.
Well, 2008, 2009, you know, all the last things, organizing and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, I see.
Finishing off all the videos that are taken and backing up things that were collected and, you know.
Rescanning your dirty pictures.
Rescanning my dirty pictures.
And when he says dirty pictures, they're not, no nudity.
I don't know what he's talking about.
They're just dirt on the pictures. And I hope Fujitsu isn't listening. Who is that? Who made the scanner?
Yeah, Fujitsu. It was all their fault.
Nay.
Something wrong.
We'll
see, actually.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see with the new scanner.
With new pictures that don't have dried
because
up.
Because seriously, though, I've cleaned that thing a million times and would get lines. It was driving me crazy.
How do you clean it, though?
Oh, with a little Windex, the lens, and all the rollers and balls and all the stuff that moves the everything through and everything. So it'll be determined, though, with the new one. We'll see. But the very first things I ever scanned, with the very first one even, which was documents, and there was problems. But anyway.
Anyway.
Enough of that.
Yes. You want to head over to the newsroom?
Okay.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Whew. It's a little jaunt. Up the stairs, down the stairs.
Around the corner.
And everywhere else.
Hamas agrees to ceasefire in Gaza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
The Israelis said they will sign a truce if Hamas agrees to stop shooting rockets at the over the border into Israel.
Well, yeah, that should be the agreement, I guess, no?
Well, that's the reason. It's supposedly that Israel went in there and obliterated a little chunk of the Middle East there.
Oh, well. Ricardo Montalban dies at 88.
You can't say, oh, well.
Well, I mean, it's war.
It's a
all's
war.
All's fair in love and war.
Okay. It's not. Well, it is. Do you think it was fair, though?
Well, I don't. Who are we to say, really?
We're Big JD and Lippo.
I mean, it's it depends. If they were being attacked and retaliate, then yeah, it's fair, I guess. But whether things happen the way that we hear, who's to really say?
Right.
You know, they have their issues from way back.
Like what, 1975, you mean?
Yeah, 74, actually, I think it goes back to. So Ricardo Montalban dies at 88.
The plane.
Not him.
No, I know.
You know who his name was?
Villachez.
Yeah.
I can't remember his first name.
Villachez. I don't know, but he was tattooed. Yes. The plane, boss. Haven't seen him around. Did he die at any point?
No, I think he still got chicks on each arm.
Yeah. That was a cool show, Fantasy Island. I used to love watching that. That and The Love Boat and all those old 80s programs. The Love Boat.
And where else was Ricardo Montalban on? He did something else.
He did some big Star Trek stuff. He was Khan, the Wrath of Khan.
That's what it was. Yeah. And he also did the commercials for Cordobas.
Oh, yeah, right. Cordoba.
With the Corinthian leather.
Cordoba at the Corba. Corba Bordoba.
Holy moly.
Hey.
What are you on this morning, Big JD?
So, sure, that's that. And I have another little tidbit of news, but it's the digital TV delay by Barack Obama. He wants to delay by 3 months digital TV. And why he's doing that, I'm not 100% sure why he...
Does he have the authority to do anything about that?
Well, I don't know. He put in some kind of...
executive order.
Yeah, an order that he wants to delay TV. And that'll just, they're saying, you know, that's just going to cause an uproar because it's already confusing for a lot of people. And this is going to make it more confusing. You know, they've been testing and getting things ready. And now is my TV going to be, am I going to be able to view my stations that I've been viewing? Or, you know, now I got to wait and we'll find out later. And you know what I mean? It's just crazy, but.
I think if you just delay it.
I'm not sure why he did that.
Just say that the date is February 17th, but then the TV stations still just shoot out an analog signal just for a little while to see if people have caught in. And then
Well, they do that. That's their test. They have that test, like run it every Tuesday or something like that. You can see if your TV's getting the signal, mm-hmm. which is, you know, most people should know now, but I guess they say it's can be confusing to people. But I had some information here why this was all going on, and then the page happened to go to some protest thing to log in and check it out, so I didn't get to finish reading what it was. It was a New York Times.
Saying that Barack wants to
delay. Probably under technology or something like that, and...
Well, you look for that, but speaking of technology, Circuit City on Friday announced they're closing.
Circuit City? Oh, gee, that's too bad.
Done.
Circuit City was junk. You know what it was? It was the Radio Shack.
Well, it's Radio Shack over here.
Well, yeah, but Radio Shack is as well. I never liked Radio Shack, really. Realistic. That's just junk.
Well, the stuff they sold in there, their
now
product.
It's Genexa. That's what they sell.
Okay.
Our junk wasn't very good, so let's change the name and sell it.
It was a candle at one time.
No.
No?
That wasn't them. That was all made by Jutan International, was candle stuff. That was a company that made that stuff. They may have sold some of that stuff there.
Yep. Realistic.
I had some candle stuff. Yeah, realistic. That's what I said. Candle stuff was...
It was what?
Candle stuff was pretty good, actually, at the time. Candle became Gold Star, I believe. I think Gold Star was, and Lassie had something to do with that, too.
Yeah.
Part of Gold Star. And
another company is also in there, in that Gold Star mix that is a pretty good brand right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who that is.
Not Samsung.
No, it's not Samsung. It's not a Korean thing. It's, I don't know the ins and outs of international...
Jutan. But I had some candle stuff. It was pretty cool. I remember once using an old candle stereo for an amplifier. I had a board. I cut a whole bunch of holes all the way along it, like 10 of them, put speakers in them, painted all connected together, plugged them into the back of that, plugged my guitar into it. Used to have to put like an 8-track on record inside it.
Oh, nice.
And then I could play my guitar through it, and it sounded like this.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Like an old, you know, it's funny what we consider great guitarists and sounds and some of the greatest music. And if you really listen to what the amps and their guitars sounded like at the time, was like, you could say horrible. To me, it's cool. I like it. Like, no matter how, you know, dirty it is, but like Deep Purple. Listen to some old Richie Blackmore guitar, and it's just like something that you would never want to play through. Yet he was a big innovator, and it's all incredible. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yes, exactly.
It sounds like something that you'd stick through a nothing, you know, like an old radio. And compared to today's standards of, you know, how well they make distorted, high gain amps and music.
Exactly.
You know? It's pretty funny, actually. Or old Sabbath. And something else that people don't realize probably is that, you know, you really crank up the gain to do all these Sabbath tunes and everything. But there was no gain like that back then. If you really listen to it, it's pretty clean. It's loud and got a very cool sound, but it's pretty clean.
It is pretty,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You hear him do a guitar solo and it's like clean sound.
Right. If you made any mistakes, you would know.
Yeah, yeah. And does it suck? Did you ever go somewhere where you had to play through somebody else's amp and there just wasn't the gain that you're accustomed to? And it really sounds like caca.
Well,
it makes it harder. Like, it just doesn't feel right, you know?
Right. You're more self-aware of exactly what you're playing.
Yeah, yeah. It's really weird. It's funny. Puts hair in your butt.
I hope not. I got enough there already.
Like salami.
Salami?
Or hair on your... I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, any other news that you have before we move on to... Sunday morning music mayhem.
No,
this week's topic, actually.
I'm just reading about Steve Jobs here. Supposedly he's going to have some more surgery.
Who's Steve Jobs?
He is the, well, he's nobody now. He's some sick
he's
guy.
He's a downstepper.
He's a sick guy in
Somebody's
San
taking
Francisco.
Over for him, apparently.
Tim Cook.
Oh, well, there's some other good news, too, but yeah, there you go. Steve Jobs, the CEO.
He was the CEO of Apple,
Incorporated. Apple, not Apple Computer.
No.
Apple Incorporated.
Yes.
So what is he? They sell apples? They do.
They sell consumer electronics goods.
There you go. So is there any, you know, I've heard lots of claims and different things, but is he...
supposedly he's going to have some surgery done.
Oh, yeah?
So...
Regarding... Because they started at the beginning claiming that it was not enough protein. Has it got anything to do with that, or is it something else?
On Friday, this person joined John Lorman and Dina Bass reporting that Jobs is considering a liver transplant. This time they cite people who are monitoring his illness and quote a doctor in Savannah, Georgia, who hasn't treated Jobs but doesn't know the details of his condition. Not content to feed on his liver... somehow managed to get through.
What? What? Is it cancer or isn't it cancer again?
That's a good question. I think there's...
Oh, whatever lot. It is, you know, if it's something more than what they said it was, the not digesting a protein thing, I think they shouldn't be lying or anything anyway.
Right.
Just tell us what's going on, you know what I mean? Everybody's got a right to know.
Do they have a right to know?
Well, not necessarily. Well... When it's very concerning for people, for Mac people and industry people, sure. I mean, not necessarily the specifics, but don't lie about it. Say that we're not commenting on it or say that, you know, we don't know until further tests are done that exactly what's going on or why he's will step down or whatever. But don't say something and then say, you know, then the truth comes out later because that just makes everybody look stupid.
Makes him look like a liar. Well, he is a very private person.
Okay, well, then it all should just state that, you know, it's a health issue and we may or may not comment later and leave it at that. And then people know that, well, something going on. And so maybe stocks this, stocks that, maybe the company this, company that, so-and-so is going to, you know, can all speculate on that stuff later. But you know that it's some health issue and that's, don't say what it is or lie, yeah. But anyway...
Anyway, you said you had some other good news.
Oh, no, it's not good news. It was about the plane in the Hudson River. Landing in the Hudson River. Well, it's good news that everybody got out okay, apparently.
Yes.
And but as far as what actually happened, no, that's not good news. And everybody got out before the plane sunk.
The plane never sunk?
Well, I think it did sink, but it didn't sink until everybody got out. You know what I mean? It was pretty well intact. If there's damage and holes and whatever, yeah, water's going to seep in, but I think it was pretty much intact. So it would float for a period of time. You know what I mean? It's just around like a, you know, fairly floaty type vessel, I guess, until water seeps in somehow.
I was reading a story this morning. Supposedly, when you know you're going to be going into water, the pilot switches on it's called a ditch switch.
Okay.
And it closes up there's all kinds of hydraulic little doors that come in for vents and hydraulic stuff. And
seals everything up.
Seals everything up, yeah.
Oh, there you go. So they have a longer time period before things will maybe seep in.
So what makes you think
apparently it did sink?
What made you think it sunk?
When I heard something on the news and they had said something to the effect that everyone got out before the plane sunk. And so I just basically assumed that, eventually it did sink.
No, they pulled it out.
Yeah, I know they pulled it out. And I know everybody got out while it was up. But I was under the assumption that it did sink at some point. Or further down than would have been made things easy enough to get everybody out.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
I don't think it totally got submerged, ever.
No? Okay.
I don't think so. But there was a pretty cool picture on the cover of the front page of the Windsor Star. Did you see that picture? Like every passenger is standing on either side of the wings.
Oh, really?
So everybody's just like crowded right next to each other, standing right on the wings waiting for boats to show.
That's a pretty wild situation.
It would be really wild.
It really makes me want to fly now. I've had it. It's all got to do with global warming.
Global warming. You know they're not even calling it global warming anymore.
Global cooling now. They don't know what it is. Nobody knows anything.
They call it climate change now.
Yeah, climate change. Climate changes every season.
Exactly. And why do you think they're pushing this climate change agenda on the Earth?
Well, so they can put together some groups for, you know, whatever.
Groups? No, it's all about money.
Protesting and, yeah.
Everybody's going to be taxed. A green tax or a carbon tax or something. It's going to be the new currency. Everything. It's going to be attached to everything.
It's all crazy.
Because of climate change.
So what? We pay extra tax for the next 3 years. After that, it's all over. It's game over.
Oh, 2012, yes.
It's all game over.
2012, that's funny. Every time I'm
anticipating something going to happen, but...
You're anticipating something's going to happen in 2012?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things do point to it. And I listen to a lot on it, but but nobody knows, really. Nobody can really say they know. But judging by patterns and by the polar shift that is supposed to happen. But there's a lot of speculation as to what happens with a polar shift. And if it shifts far enough, they say like billions of people could be wiped out and oceans could flood and, you know, all kinds of stuff. May or may not be. We don't know. Can you just imagine though, sitting here and then all of a sudden everything's shaking and it's madness breaks out. Or if you're somewhere else and you just desperately try to get back to your family or something. Madness. Total chaotic madness breaks out. The Detroit River just all over the city and all kinds of crazy stuff. Oceans from wherever, like all the lakes and everything right here. Madness, total madness. What do? You got to suck it up.
Suck it up,
you
buddy.
Just die, that's all. We got no shelters, no nothing.
That sounds pretty drastic.
And some big thing about Denmark or Sweden, they're drilling in the side of a mountain to put seeds. And they're requesting seeds from countries of, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, but the thing that concerns people that don't know what's going on really is the fact that they want it now, right away, ASAP. Hurry up and get the seeds. We got to get this stuff in there right away. And it's like the tightest vault that they could possibly put together.
Yeah. And I guess a lot of the seeds are coming from Canada. A lot of the wheat and soybeans, which is, you know, it's a huge protein source, and I'm sure they're getting a lot of rice from the east, and so they're all stuffing all these things in there. So it's gonna be like what Noah did before he got on the ark, except it's for the earth. That's what we should just do, is build an ark.
Let's go. You know how many people we a buck a head. Yeah. Only accepting Amaros.
At least have a canoe in your backyard.
Build an ark, man, for the coming of the new world. Yeah. You know how many people you want to be on your ark that will want to be on it? Guaranteed. Maybe that's your calling. Noah, Lippo, you know what I mean? Sounds like something. The start of something. Two of every animal.
No, I'm not into that. every other species can just bugger off. As far as I'm concerned, I got a bunch of seeds out in Sweden waiting for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a vegetarian.
And with on that note, we'll move on to our show topic.
Right in line with that same topic.
Exactly. Contact. Not aliens. Not
starting an airplane.
Not I was thinking some kind of relationship thing. Contact. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Eye kidding. Contact. No, the show's on contact, keeping in touch with people and how we do it.
Mm-hmm.
How we keep that organized.
And yes.
The like. And I guess the biggest thing now is technology.
Of course.
And the networking programs and that kind of thing. Of course, there's we'll discuss keeping your contacts organized. But, I mean, keeping in contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
It's networking is like the biggest thing on the computer. On the internet.
Positively. But even...
On the web. On the net. On the web.
On the net. You're a freak. But even people who aren't even on the net, they still have ways to keep...
Not on the computer. Well, keep your contacts and organized and so forth. But not if you don't have internet, then you have no contact itself. You have the organization. You know, you're going to keep an address book full of stuff and then you call your friends or whatever, but...
Right.
It's the internet is of grave importance, I think, to anybody. And if there's... obviously, people without the internet will not be listening to the show, per se. Maybe the podcast, www.thejabbercast.com, and iTunes, and you pick up the podcast there and, you know, throw them on a disc for your grandmother.
Your grandmother.
If your grandmother's not online, you should consider getting her online. It doesn't take that much to be able to do a certain few things on the computer, you know, turn it on, go to Facebook and whatever, you know what I mean? Granny, like set her up with an account, whatever. And then all she has to do is hit a couple buttons and she's there, you know, and she's in contact with everybody. She can see the pictures and she can see, you know what I mean? There's a lot of grandparents that have taken advantage of computers, like older people that maybe wouldn't have, or, you know, a lot of them I think are afraid, or parents in general.
There is a certain sense of intimidation there, that's for sure. Yeah.
But that's the way to keep in contact nowadays. We've come a long way from stringing cans.
Our studio audience is getting a chuckle out of that one.
Pull up a mic.
Studio audience is fixing us a cup of tea.
This is great iced tea. What is it? Green? No, it's good. I was so busy at the beginning of the show, I didn't get a chance to pour it until, you know. But let's start with let's start a little bit with just keeping your contacts organized in some fashion. I'm sure there are people that just remember numbers. Your people are good with that, or people that just try to remember them. Oh, what was his number? Jeez, I can't even remember. And call so-and-so to get the number from, you know, they don't keep organized at all. And then the next step up from that, I guess, is, well, obviously remembering everything. Oh, no, I'm good with numbers. I got, you know, oh, you want Bob's number for it? They got it all.
Yes.
That was tongues. And for this wonderful Sunday morning. And then there's paper. Some people just jot stuff down on what do you call the post-its and stuff?
Sure. You want one?
No. I don't use post-its. Everything's digital.
You never use these?
No. I got stickies. Yeah, occasionally I have paper notes. So that would be the next step up of contacts and keeping organized and that kind of thing is writing stuff down. But then there's the paper or hardcover or whatever, a little black book, address book, you know, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And... they have the little tabs A to Z and you keep all your stuff in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the next step up from that would be your, like a planner, a date planner, you know, that where it has the address book and everything, but also has your to-dos and your daily calendar and you're more organized and, you know, contacts is will obviously be a big part of that. That's much more organization.
Kim is into that. That's her source of contacts.
Is the
day planner.
Day planner book type thing?
Yeah, that's what she uses.
And why not an iPod Touch now or something to that effect? Switch over to all digital. Any reason?
You know, that's a good question. I would love her to...
I mean, she's got access to everything, right here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
She can do it.
And why still use the...
I think she is too... She's on Facebook. She keeps in contact with a lot of the friends that she normally probably wouldn't, her cousins and families and friends. But that kind of stuff, the keeping day-to-day stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think she just likes the fact she wrote it down. And the digital realm, just she doesn't seem to think, I don't know, maybe she doesn't trust it, I guess. She has an untrusting...
Everything's backed up.
I know. I got to get her on that. But she loves her book.
Yeah, it's at some point when it comes time to make that transition, it's it can be a little bit intimidating, a little bit it's sort of unknown territory, even though, you know, like her, she's on the computer, she's on Facebook and you know, that sort of thing. It's still some type of transition. You know what I mean? And
transition,
you have to be ready for that at somehow, you know what I mean? Like to make that move or to try it, you know what I mean? And that's the whole thing. Doesn't hurt to try. So you get an iPod Touch or iPhone and you switch everything over. You still have your paper book, you know, as a safety net, just like people who are afraid to switch over to Mac and get away completely away from their Windows computer or load Windows in it for some godforsaken reason.
Would you say that having a Windows machine is at least better than having a book?
A Windows machine for all your contacts and all your...
Right.
I'd rather have paper book. Because there's going to come time where you could easily open your paper book and get an address, whereas your computer is going to be down and at the nearest store being repaired. So
you think so? Yeah.
Yeah, if you got to rely on Windows, I don't know how trustworthy that is, but I guess more people do than anything else. You know what I mean? So I got to say, but there's reasons for and against, and that's the fact that while it has, well, of course it's going to be great for contact and that's, you know, just for the organization part and whatnot, you know, yeah, of course any computer is going to be better than not having one. But I think the little, ones that you can take around with you now, the portable, you know what I mean? The like the PDAs, the Blackberries, the iPod Touch. Those are the things that, you know, I think a lot of people would find handy because, you know, a woman's going to keep in a purse. With a computer, you're kind of tied to it being at home, most likely.
The book.
No, a computer.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's going to be either a desktop or even if it is a laptop, most people aren't going to carry that around everywhere as a source of contact. So you need something small. And we're in that day and time, that age now, where that's possible. Have everything with you on the smallest little thing. And then you take that a step further and it's not only your addresses, but it is your to-do list. It is your shopping list. It's your, you know, everything else as well. So it's not only your contacts, but then there's these apps that you can put on there to keep in contact with people like you would on the computer, like Facebook and MySpace and everywhere else.
You like saying that.
But you know what I mean? It's that's the biggest form of contact that, you know, you can actually have is some kind of a PDA type mobile.
Sure. There's the Twitter gadget thing. There's the Facebook thing. You know, it tells you, you are telling people what you are doing at any given moment. Here.
And the emails and your whole address book, your contacts are all in there. And the internet, which is contact to a form as well. I need to know something and, you know, this is my contact to the knowledge base. They're very important. So computer is really a must. You know,
so do you think we're all going to have the internet with us wherever we go at some point, no matter what?
At some point, it would be nice to see that it is. And I think there are places like that. You know, I'm sure some of the bigger cities, there's more wide open internet, whether they mean to have it there or not.
No, I'm saying just like everybody's going to have an account with some company that you get on the cellular network, which is fine and dandy for getting on the network, getting on the internet, like the 3G network here with the Rogers deal.
Like I said, well, I'd like to see that, but I don't know how soon that's going to come, but there are a lot of, like, I mean, I'm talking open Wi-Fi would be the best solution, you know what I mean? Or open accounts. A lot of stores and different places are you know, for people to be able to quickly get on the internet and that sort of thing.
We're moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised at how many places you can get free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. And what really surprises me is sometimes I go into the settings on my iPod Touch while I'm driving and just watch all the things pop. Sometimes there's just the biggest list of
networks,
you know, some protected, some not. You could pretty much pull over just about any place, especially in the city.
In the city, yeah.
And quickly check your email or do, you know what I mean? On somebody's exposed Wi-Fi internet
connection.
Which is cool. You know, how much is... No, I don't think you're going to find people out front of your house downloading porn all day. You know what I mean?
No.
And I don't really see anything wrong with it.
You don't see anything wrong with using
somebody pulling over and just, you know, checking their... Using a... You know what I mean?
Absolutely cool. Not.
And if more people would do that... Or if there was a way to set up, you know, you're protected and partial unprotected, that would be neat. You know, if there was a way to do that so that providers even allowed that everybody, you know, I have my secure network for my house, internet, whatever. But then I have this little piece that I allow that's unprotected. So if somebody's going by or whatever, they can use it. You know what I mean? Kind of thing.
Yep.
That would be neat.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious, like you have a router and you password protect it. Do you password protect your router?
Yes, I do.
And what is your reasoning for that?
I guess because I live in a close-knit, you know, condos and, you know, I suppose there's students that live next door and there's, you know, people close down the hall. And I also know people that live next door to people who they, unknown to the person next door, mooch their internet for years.
Well, mooching is the thing you're worried about. It's not a security thing you're not worried about.
It's not really even, well, it's not so much the mooching, but it's the fact that I use all that quite a bit. And, you know, in most cases, it's hard for me to afford my bandwidth or my, you know what I mean? I don't want to tie up any of my speed. I don't want to tie up any of my upload or download bandwidth for the month, you know, that kind of thing. But if I had a piece of it to give away, I could leave unprotected a certain amount, you know what I mean, and a certain speed. Sure, I would do that just for a passerby. But I mean, in our place, it's probably not that big of a deal, and I don't really need somebody to mooch that piece like constantly. I mean, not in the sense of taking advantage of my internet or anything like that, but just I would want it to be able to be used by, you know, anybody for something, you know what I mean? Not just somebody, well, this guy's got unprotected. I'm going to just use it all up and, you know, maybe whatever I have, it's so tied up that so-and-so can't get on or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
But just so that I'm able to have it. But if it was houses, so-and-so had a little bit of internet, next door had a little bit of internet, next door, you know what I mean? So anybody could go anywhere and use internet.
That's a great
idea.
Just
about, you know? And you also still have your security, where your computer's secured. And that's the other part of it is that, you know, people could see your computer. Somebody that's malicious may be able to get in. And, you know, if that was the situation with everybody having internet everywhere, you know, there's more of a chance that somebody could attack. But if you have part secure, then, you know, you should be relatively safe.
Right.
But you don't want just open. You know what I mean? With you, it's different. Probably you're in the county. There's probably really nobody around. And
yeah, I'm not worried about someone smooching my internet.
And plus, you've got security measures on the computer. So, I mean, you know.
I think the security threats out there to people's computers are not at the firewall stage, at your router where you set up your network, which people see when they're on their iPods or their iPhones. I think the threat is built into a lot of web pages and emails, and I think a lot more malicious stuff happens when people click on a link. Or
oh, sure, that's where most of it is. But I mean, if people can just tap into your computer and see what's there and take some crap.
But for the most part, a router is a firewall, and you have to get through that firewall.
It's not an easy thing to do, for sure. Hey. But I'm just saying, if things are more opened up, or there could be people slowly that are, you know, building to that point where, hey, let's stop around here. There's like 10 internet connections, and we'll try and hack in and, you know, just to do it. People do stuff like that just to do it because I can. I want to learn. I want to try it. I want to see what pictures are on somebody's computer or music. I want to take some stuff, whatever. It's the form of thievery, you know.
Just causing SHIT.
Sure.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of things that can happen. And but anyway, in our ongoing progression of contact, keeping in contact, we were at the computer, I suppose, as the PDAs and things, the small little mobile units, mm-hmm. Or computer to keep everything organized. Even if you're not on the internet, your information is there,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing. But what I wanted to mention that I think, though, with Windows, I don't know that it comes with it comes with Outlook Express or Outlook. You know, I don't know that it's a full featured. You can have people's emails and everything, and I can't recall exactly what all else you can have in there with their phone numbers and everything, because they have Outlook, which is part of the Office suite.
Suite, yeah.
And that has, you know, full-blown contact thing.
But you're saying that if you just buy a Windows machine, you're going to get Outlook Express.
You're going to get Outlook Express, or they have a new name for it now, I think. But I don't know that it's a full-blown contact thing where you put, you know, their street address and all their stuff in it. And I think it might just be an email thing, everybody's name and emails, so that you can send emails.
That'd be lame, wouldn't it?
It would be, yeah. But I can't recall, so don't really quote me on it. I'm
just don't even sort of out of
the Windows realm. Yeah, don't go there. The dark side.
The dark side, exactly.
As Diane would say. Hi, Diane. Let's move on to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Like that?
No, what is that?
That was the start of the next thing that I didn't want to play or anything, so I figured, well, it started, so let me get an even drum thing in there. Dut, 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 and here we are. So anyway, it'll be taken out of the podcast.
Big JD, you got to get yourself an intern or something.
A few of them.
Few?
Yeah.
Why would you need more than one?
Well, one can do the stuff here. Somebody can massage my feet while I'm sitting here watching and giving orders, and somebody else can be getting the tea, and I don't know what else. I could probably use a manicure.
What do you got on tap
check
for
my contacts? What do I have on
Tech Talk?
Yeah, Tech Talk. What have we got for Tech Talk? I thought that you had something ready for Tech Talk, and is there something in particular that you might have for us? Or I guess what I wanted to talk about. Technology is something that's coming out in a new version of iPhoto, Apple's iPhoto, and it's, you know, kind of falls in line here with our contact thing, but it's that face tracking even that area tracking thing, but with your photos, and the technology is cool. So I want to talk a little bit about that, and, you know, not necessarily meaning to just keep plugging Apple, although, you know, our friends at the Easy Mac podcast, EasyMacPodcast.com
mm-hmm.
Would be having us do otherwise. There's some technology that it's an innovative technology as far as personal computing is concerned, especially.
Positively.
And
yes.
Apple's leading the way. And, you know, you've seen commercials for Apple computers and you wonder what all the hoopla is, and you think that you can't find programs for Apple computers, and why would you switch, and why is it it's like double the money than a PC, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But there's reasons for all that. And
you're saying one of the reasons is...
We can attest that, well, it's innovation, very innovative, all state of the art, the latest thing, the newest thing. And you're going to find that Microsoft PC is all just hanging on the coattails of this stuff, no matter how you look at it.
Okay.
Okay. You can build your PC up to super speed house for your gaming all you want, but it's just the platform is never going to touch this. So if you're wondering what all the hoopla is, you should go find out what all the hoopla is.
So back to face detection technology.
So back to face detection. It's an innovative thing, and Lippo's going to tell us a little bit about that.
All right, inside of iPhoto, you can organize your pictures not only by events, the time of it took place, but you can also tell iPhoto who a certain face is, which you say it's innovative, but I don't think Apple's leading the way. I think
I don't know that they lean the way for the technology, but in personal computing?
Oh, personal computing,
this
absolutely.
This is the first time we see this, really.
Right, so you're able to drag a square over someone's face and say that this person is so-and-so. Let's say it's Big JD, and iPhoto does from then, it looks at all my pictures and picks out Big JD in all of my pictures. And if it's not sure, it'll ask me. I think this is Big JD. Is it Big JD? And then once you tell your computer that it is, it goes through the pictures again and might throw a couple out that it thought was him, and it might add a couple that is him that it didn't pick out the first time. So you're able to do this for everybody who's in your picture. So if you're looking for a specific picture, you know, you say, I know I was fishing with Big JD out in the lake, and I want that picture of him when he caught that big fish, just punching Big JD, and you look through the pictures, and you don't even have to really look through them. You just scan, you just rub your mouse over your face, basically. Mm-hmm. Like you get a hits for Big JD, and you just scan the mouse over his face, and it'll show the pictures of that day that you were fishing, and you can find that picture very quickly. They also have the...
It's amazing. It's just some basic training, just a couple few times to train it. And with, you know, two, three people in the same picture or whatever, you just, you know, to train that software. And maybe it will occasionally if it's confused, maybe about a big group or something like that. But it's relatively seems very simple to train it.
Right.
For face recognition.
So do you think, I'm just thinking of the bad circumstance. We have so many cameras out in public now.
Yeah.
That once... this technology is, you know, widespread. I think they have a photo of me in their database, and they know that this face is Mike or Lippo, and they'll be able to track me everywhere I go.
Yeah, well, that's probably part of the plan. I think Apple's involved in the biggest government scandal that. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, there's always bad with good in technology, I think. And things get, you know, just as great as pulling over to check your email really quick using somebody's thing, there's a guy that's trying to hack in your computer at the corner. You know what I mean? So I think that comes with it. But do I think that we'll see worse than all the good that comes out of this or for us personally? Not really. And if anybody wants to find you, I'm sure they can. So.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what I think.
I guess I'm just, I want to go back to simpler times when it comes to things like that. I just think of, you know what I think of?
Post-its and...
yeah, I'm just thinking of the book.
It's Brave New World? A New World?
Fahrenheit 451, Alex I think.
Oh, 1982? What book?
Fahrenheit 451, I think.
Oh, Fahrenheit 9/11. What's 451?
That's
a plane.
No, it's a book.
I'm thinking of Fahrenheit 9/11 movie. Scandalous craziness.
It's Montag.
Montage.
You know what book I'm talking about? They burn the books. Firemen burn the books, and they try to get rid of them, and it's all future.
And everybody warms up in the cold. Anyway, that's the technology. And just a quick little bit on that. Also, it will... You can organize your pictures by place.
Right.
So that's kind of neat.
With newer cameras, it automatically geotags, they call it.
Through longitude and latitude, and it'll actually put a place for those pictures, like what city or... So that's some really cool stuff, really cool technology. Where are you going to get it, folks? You're going to get it with Apple.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And you know I'm going to ask about it.
It's coming, yeah. Okay. Next time the next Easy Mac podcast comes out.
The first part of the sentence every week is before the next.
Right.
So...
No. Before we do next Easy Mac podcast,
really, and
this artist that we're going to be playing, he could be on the Border City Radio podcast because it features music from in and around the Windsor, Ontario area.
Yeah, I wanted to mention though that you did play this like just a number of weeks back.
I played this exact song.
Yeah.
For what? For what show?
I don't remember what it was for.
This song.
This is the song. Yeah.
Oh well, it's our topic.
The little cover tune.
Yeah.
Yeah, you played it like. Probably your last song or the one before.
Oh, well, if we've already played yours. You got the other two. Why don't you stick that one?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you about, but I didn't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it's a perfect song for
if I've already played it, I don't
want to
play it again.
Must have been a perfect song for another show, too.
Obviously.
We'll have to look into the...
I think our topics are overlapping.
We'll check that out, though, while we...
play this song, which is from the album Candio from the Cars, I believe.
Is it Candio? because I show here the cars.
What's the first album?
Yeah, that's okay. What I would think. So.
Okay, but then it's from the first Cars
I'm in
album.
Touch with Your World.
More Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Hey. Oh, hey. Am I on? Hey,
I think you're
2
on.
212. Hey.
Did that catch you off guard there, the end of the song?
Yeah, it did. I'd like to mention that once again, you can pick up the podcast, www.thejabbercast.com, or go to the iTunes store. Free to subscribe to the Jabbercast, and once you've subscripted, then you'll get that every week in your iTunes library, downloaded automatically.
But I would suggest people listen live Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, WKBR.ca. That's 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is 8 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
Got to get up pretty early in the morning.
Who says that?
That's something.
That is something.
Get up early in the morning.
And he says like,
yeah, I don't know what it's from. Pretty early in the morning to something.
Yes.
Keep up with the Joneses, or the early bird gets the worm.
I think it has something to do with the foolings.
Fool on the hill sees the world going around. Next week, odd jobs. Under the table, on the side, and volunteer. A fun, and maybe not so fun, look at Bonus Green. Hey, nothing like bonus cash from a side job.
Bonus Green.
Yeah, you like that?
That sounds like,
do you know that guy?
That's someone's name.
Yeah, an old black man on a porch in down south playing on a drobo. Bonus Green.
Playing on a drobo.
Yeah. You like that? That's, it kind of reminds me of a second helping, Lynyrd Skynyrd. The Ballad of Otis Green, I think it is. Is that what it is? What a cool tune, man. Lynyrd Skynyrd rocks.
Yes, yeah, they do.
So,
oh, wait a minute. They're not around. Well, they're still
they are,
here.
Sort of. Anyway, that's Odd Jobs next week live on the Jabbercast, as Lippo told you, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WKBR, WKBR.ca. And we no longer rebroadcast on the All Talk station. So you'll catch us only on WKBR Live.
Mm-hmm.
Tried and true.
And we're on Yahoo Messenger while we're on the air.
That's right.
At 11 o'clock in the morning. Our username is the Jabbercast.
And don't forget, you can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, or you can go to the MyChingo page and
do this.
Hey,
which apparently most of you are doing. Go to the contact page if you're desperate to get a hold of us. And there's a MyChingo widget there. Click the record message and we'll get it.
And now we're going to just slide right into the Jabber quote.
Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in nine. One handle, two in the bush. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull. Jabber bull, jabber bull, jabber bull.
And this week's Jabber quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of used address books and Newtons and Palm Trios, just to keep track of all your addresses.
Holy smokes.
Yep, they got it all there. All the old stuff. Remember the
like
old
a pawn shop?
The old address things, you
push, Rolodex.
You slid your finger down to the letter
you wanted. And then it pops open.
And then it popped open, yeah.
Yeah, those are cool. Those had are those?
My,
sure.
My grandmother had one of those.
Rolodexes are neat. And a lot of businesses still use them. And I have no idea why anybody would use a Rolodex still in this day and age of technology.
Because all the information is right there.
All the information is right here.
I know.
They got a computer in front of them and then a Rolodex next to the computer.
Same amount of finger movement, I think.
I don't know.
It gets to something extremely quickly. And yeah.
They're pretty neat. And they come in different sizes. Little Rolodexes, big, medium, big Rolodex.
That's right.
Rolodex is a big thing for business. It's the big thing, like Palm had always been the big thing.
You should have mentioned that on the tech thing.
What?
Palm introduced...
What? A Palm for sale? Contact Big JD at the
Jabbercast. Their new smartphone. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It's called the Pre, P-R-E.
Yeah.
It's looks like a Palm, and then... from the back, slide down a QWERTY keyboard, but it's all touchscreen for the most part.
Anyway. Yeah. I don't know. I think iPod's the way to go these days. Really?
Palm Pre will be available in the summer.
Yeah.
We'll see what
people... And there's the BlackBerry that's hanging on the coattails of Apple as well.
Oh, the Storm. Yeah. I don't think many people are digging that. I think the BlackBerry people are saying that the Storm is kind of... And the people who already own iPhones are saying it's no good either. You know what I mean? It's kind of like it's not good enough yet.
But and you'll never find the applications that you're going to get with
the
Apple products. So
yeah.
That's just, you know, there's no point in anything else. It's a purse computer in your pocket. But our Jabber quote this week is...
Old age is a lot of crossed off names in an address book.
Wow.
Is that true or not?
I think it is.
For me, to look for this quote, I searched, I had like hours last night to look for a quote and... I went into address book mode. I did the contact, staying in touch, and no good quotes popped up. So that was kind of short and sweet and succinct. Old age is a lot of names crossed off in an address book. When someone dies, do you go in your address book and get rid of them? I have a dead person in my address book. Do you have a dead person in your address book?
Oh, I'm sure I do.
You do, yeah?
I got my dad in there.
Oh, jeez.
And his email and everything. I still email him. I never get a reply. I'm waiting for the day I do.
Well, I'm glad you can joke about that. I don't know if you ever cross them out or get rid of them or what, but that's from Ron Blythe.
Really,
Carson miscolors. This is the secondary quote from Steve and Larry. There's nothing that makes you so aware of the improvisation of human existence as a song unfinished or an old address book.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, I got lots of, address books of old stuff, man. I think I might even have scanned that just for the entertainment value of going back and looking at it at some point. Oh, man, I remember what happened when I knew them. You know, that kind of stuff.
You scanned an address book?
I think so, yeah. I kept an address book that was in a binder. It was a smaller size binder, like not the little baby binders, the little three ring ones right. that you can get, but it was a thick binder and smaller, and it was made. It was an address book, and because I had a lot of contacts, man, and still do. But anyway, these are from back in the day, and they were pages. So you know what I mean. You could send them through the scanner, scan both sides at the same time, and boom, I got the old address book in the computer, and I can throw out the paper, man. It's all about getting rid of paper, saving trees.
Sure.
Planning
were
trees.
Were you always an organizational freak?
Or did that happen?
As you got into the band thing, you realize, hey, I got to start, you know, being more business minded.
No, I think I was always, and that was just a big part of it. Yeah.
Right. And did you always have to have dry cups on the bottom when you were a little kid?
I don't know. That's probably a forever thing. Yeah. I don't like things on the side and spilt over. And, you know, if you got food on a plate and there's a bunch of stuff here or some on, underneath. You know, that's not my bag. Drive me crazy. That's all got to be clean, wiped.
Sure.
So it doesn't get anywhere else except where it's supposed to be. And on that note.
Yes. Oh, he takes a sip of his tea.
Green tea. So there's your jabber quotes. And I just want to quickly mention again that, you know, some of the greatest ways to keep in contact with people are going to be some of the great networking sites like Facebook and MySpace. And
MySpace.
Your space?
No, MySpace. Oh, MySpace. You think MySpace is a good way to keep in contact with people?
Sure it is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially networking. But it gives you an opportunity to have your own little web page type thing.
Right.
But also, you know, friends on there. It's, you know, areas for your friends, and it's got your blog, and it's got, you know what I mean? It's a similar kind of thing. I think Facebook's kind of taken over, especially for keeping in contact and finding old friends, and you know,
right,
they have a good way of doing that, but I think MySpace is the big contender with them still. You know, pretty
and
big.
I think it's a age thing. I think the MySpace thing is more for younger people who are developing their friendships. You know, they're working on gathering more friends and acquaintances, and
yeah, networking. And they have one, you sign up for a music one, so if, you know, it's really about the networking thing as opposed to family and friends contact,
which
you know what I mean?
Facebook kind of thing. Thing,
like,
which
yeah.
is more
Facebook
old.
Is like a 24/7 high school reunion sort of thing.
Yeah, it can be that type of thing. That's one. That's why I think a lot more older people are on it.
And less confusing too, I think.
Because my kids see my wife and me on Facebook and they're like, why are you guys on that? That is so lame, Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I suppose to them it is. Whereas I think the Facebook thing allows you to get in touch with older people. The way that they put two and two together and they say people you may know. And every 10 days or so, there's someone there like, oh, look at that. That dude's on Facebook. Cool. Boom. And I'm talking to that person, someone who I never would have thought I would be talking to ever again. Mm-hmm. Or I totally forgot about him. Like, look at that dude. I used to jam with that guy. I do know him. And how do I know him? Then you can find out who are all the mutual friends we have. And you say, oh.
And you find people that, yeah.
Oh, he knows him. Oh, that's true. I never thought of that.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
You put it all together in your head.
Just the idea of it's kind of neat, eh? You know, like to watch that network unfold kind of thing.
Exactly.
Let alone to be able to keep in contact with them real time, you know, the whole shebang. And another great thing actually is Skype.
Skype is cool too, yes. I've been using Skype a lot this week, coincidentally, for many reasons.
Skype is great. You can call, you can use your computer to call real phones and cell phones. You can freely call other Skype users. You can text, you can video chat. It's great.
It's a great program.
That way
sure.
to keep in contact with people, especially, you know, friends and family, long distance and that kind of thing.
I just topped up my Skype account.
It's great. Yeah, I just got a thing that I had to use it, call somebody or I'm going to lose my...
Was that right?
The money that I had in there because I haven't been using my Skype out to call regular phones.
We Skyped when we were in San Francisco. The couple that we went were worth, they were like, they were so happy. Like, I can talk to my kids through your computer. Like,
yeah. Well, oh. they Mac people or no?
The people we went with?
Yeah.
Jeff just bought one of those used $300.
Okay, yeah, yeah, cool.
So.
Oh, that's good.
But she is totally illiterate. She has no...
But she's got suitcases.
She does have suitcases.
That's all that really matters.
That's right. If you want one of these suitcases, just email me and...
There you go. Hear me out at thejabbercast.com.
Exactly.
For all your suitcase needs. And next week, we had mentioned... didn't I mention what we had coming up next week? The Odd Jobs show.
Did you mention it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
It's just me. You know what that song that is?
No.
I'm flying on air. Greatest American Hero, I think it was called. The 80s, around the time of the Hulk and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. I never really watched that show, but it was a catchy tune. So anyway, running on a little bit of overtime, only until I can find out where I need to be on here and hit the button. So we'll see everybody next week, 11:30 a.m. here on WKBR.ca.
Thanks for listening.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.